22 minutes away from 9 a.m. I am Brent Allen. This is WHTC in the morning, and I'm being joined by Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra. Kurt, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Brent?
Good. You are far, far away from Holland today, aren't you?
Well, you know, I guess it's all relative, but got to watch the Game 5 in Detroit, which was really quite fun.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet. What a ball, huh?
Yeah, it was great. There was a lot of excitement around the city, and obviously much excitement as that last pitch was thrown in the bottom of the ninth.
Oh, my gosh. What a...
They wanted to make it a little bit interesting, I guess.
Yeah, they did, right down to the end, huh?
Jeez.
Oh, man. I'm
telling you. Verlander, though. Good night.
Yes, very good night. Excellent. In fact, when I went to bed, I hate to admit this, but I actually fell asleep about 10:30, and he had a no-hitter going when I went to bed. It was crazy. I was waking up hoping he had a no-hitter. I was just hoping they won. I was glad to see the 3-0 victory, for sure.
Exactly. And he had a perfect game going into, what, the sixth, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, sixth inning. And then gave up the hit shortly thereafter, but still, that was a really impressive outing. And I think a lot of people have been kind of, I don't want to say dumping on Verlander all season, but he hasn't had the kind of season that people have become accustomed to with him.
Well,
especially with Scherzer's a great year. So for him to rise to the occasion in the playoffs like this has really really been fun to see. And the guy, he's fun to watch pitch. He just sort of is a get-it-done sort of fellow. It's not a lot of flash with him, not a lot of... he's not a cocky player. He just is a really, really fine pitcher.
He really is. He is a great find for the Tigers. He's been a franchise player for many, many years now, and just seems like a really nice guy. I've never met him, but I'd love to sometime. I'm sure he's very, very down to earth. Kind of like you, Mayor Dykstra.
Well, yeah, I'm not quite sure that that's a good transition, but thank you anyway, yes.
Can you throw a 100-mile-per-hour fastball? I don't know.
Well, it depends upon how... how off your clock is.
Yeah, there you go. I've got a 16-year-old son. I swear he can throw 100 miles per hour. Man, it hurts my hand when he throws those fastballs. Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, I never really had that problem with my dad.
Oh, my gosh. No, so what's going on in the city of Holland? You're far away. You're in the Detroit area today, but tell us what's going on in Holland. What are some of the issues we should be talking about?
Well, we've got some upcoming stuff this weekend with the Carve coming up downtown.
That's going to be fun.
It should be a lot of fun. We've got some items that are on the agenda for Wednesday, though I'm not sure exactly if we're going to end up handling them. We've got a couple of council members who will be absent on Wednesday. One of my colleagues, Brian Birch, just was announced as one of the Grand Rapids Business Journal's 40 Under 40 recipients, and they've got their kind of awards ceremony this coming Wednesday night. So Brian will be at that, and the Mayor Pro Tem has a conference for his day job. So we're going to be down a couple members, and so I'm not sure we may just push back a couple of the big things we're talking about right now. One is the country club property issue, what to do on that site. There's a proposal to do kind of a condominium development, a zero-step condominium development. I think that it's, anytime that property has been talked about, there has been some disagreement as to what to do up there. This one seems to me to have the most split opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Some people still against it, others seemingly very, very for it. So that's one of the things that are up on the agenda.
What are people that are against anything being done there? What do they want done with that area? They just want it left there to deteriorate and fall apart?
Well, no, I think that the thing that they want is single-family residential houses up there. That's the way some zoning can be, but the issue there with is potentially that under the R1 zoning, you can get up to 70 plus houses on that site.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that when you consider all the traffic and things that ends up being ultimately what people would really like to have.
Absolutely.
But, obviously, the history of that area is that it's been a park mm-hmm. called the Golf Club for a mm-hmm. long, long time.
Beautiful piece of property.
That. Exactly. And, anytime development comes in, the people who've been there for a long time and have enjoyed the benefits and the great views and all those kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
They don't like to see it go, and we all understand that and get that. But the developer, I think everybody who's looked at this, though, says this particular developer has done similar kinds of projects in the Grand Rapids area, and
mm-hmm.
all of them are of very high quality and would certainly enhance some of the the property there. The question just becomes, is it really what people want to see? Do they want to see the kind of a condominium-type development, or would they rather have single family?
Well, and I think a lot of people don't realize that a big chunk of that property is in the floodplain and can't be built on.
Yeah, most of that, however, went to the Ottawa County Park System.
Okay, so
the
that's not...
Part that's part of the new Macatawa Green Space Park.
So that's not even part of the development possibility.
Essentially, this is all the upland property.
Sure,
essentially.
Sure.
It's a little bit more than that, but just as people are kind of envisioning what we're talking about here, it's the old driving range, the parking lot, the clubhouse area, and just generally those kinds of areas.
Now, how many condos is this particular developer looking at building if it goes through? Do we know?
I cannot recall exactly on it. It's less than 70, though.
Sure, sure.
Sure.
Okay, well, good.
That's one of the things that'll be talked about. We're talking about some potential fee increases on rent-to-unit inspections. Otherwise, it's just a lot of, we'll be dealing with a few BPW issues. That project keeps moving along. We got an update that on this past Wednesday that really the process is moving along quite well. The air permit's been submitted to the DEQ.
Mm-hmm.
We're making good progress on acquiring properties in the area. The planning is going forward, so we're right on track as to where we need to be to get the plant opened up in 2016.
So. Well, good. I was hoping to see you last night at the running of the bulbs. I knew something was up when you weren't there. I thought, man, Kurt's going to definitely run this run, but we did it without you.
All right, good. Probably did better, frankly.
Oh, it was a great time. Weather was
so,
perfect.
Bill Cosby, how about that?
I know, isn't that awesome? Headlining, that's going to be... And two shows.
Yeah.
Two shows at Central Wesleyan on May 9th, so we are really excited about that.
Yep, that will be fantastic.
It's going to
be. I imagine that there was much excitement when that was announced.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It was huge. Yeah, we released the information about 5:30 yesterday afternoon, so...
Perfect.
Yep, big, big news. Going to be a blast. All right, Mayor Kurt Dykstra, thank you, and have a safe trip back to the west side of the state, okay?
Yeah. It's going to be a great game tonight, Hollandown and Christian. So
yes, it is. All right, good. We'll see you there. Take care. It's Kurt Dykstra, Mayor of Holland, joining us from the east side of the state.